14 is the offshore summer flounder fish, or excuse me, it's the 2011 recreational summer flounder management measures, minimum size limit, possession limits, and season as part of Chapter 620. This is a request for public hearing. I do have information if the commission wishes to see information now. You can wait till the public hearing. I'll give you a brief update on progress so far on this issue. There was a meeting of the ad hoc committee January the 4th. That is a committee that was set up about 7 years ago. It's comprised of both charter and private boat fishermen, various geographical locations, and the idea is to get their information about the fishery and how it proceeds, but also some of these individuals have been involved for 6 or 7 years. They start to know a lot about the management measures as well. So we had that meeting January 4th. It was not well attended because of the timing of it. This year, ASMFC wanted draft plans by January the 7th. So you can imagine that there was little time to get things ready. Five members showed up. There are 10 members altogether. However, through email, everyone received all the materials, all the background, and the decisions that came out of that ad hoc committee, because what we're asking for, which is in your evaluation, are what we ended up at the end of that meeting. Five options. One option from our current 2010, the way we stand now, the regulation has 18 and a half inches minimum size, four fish, and no closed season. Our landings in 2010 are estimated as 273,110 fish. That means it's the third year that there's been a little over 30% underage of the target or quota. The previous 2 years, 2008 and 2007, were 19-inch size limits. So for the ad hoc committee, they were in favor of us sending an 18-inch size limit option with four fish to the ASMFC and no closed season, two 17.5-inch options, no closed season. One would have four fish, as in 2010. One would have three fish. And then towards the end of the meeting, there were questions about why staff hadn't looked at a 17-inch option. And most of the sentiment from the ad hoc committee was the majority didn't support going to 17 inches from 18.5 inches, but they supported letting the ASMFC take a look at those options. So there's also, for option D and E in your packets, a 17-inch option with four fish, no closed season, and one for three fish and no closed season. The ASMFC technical committee met last Wednesday. The options were approved. I do want to comment that all states' options were approved. Everything was approved. It was definitely a laissez-faire situation with the technical committee. I've been thinking about why, and I think the reasons are, first of all, no one had that much time to get information together unless you did something over the holiday season. That's the only way you got information together. The second thing is, no one on the technical committee, nor none of us, really have a good idea of liberalizing our regulations, because there's not the same amount of data that's available when you have to reduce or you have to tighten up your regulations. And the reason is, and I'll talk about this next month, when we have an 18.5-inch size limit like we did in 2010, the National Marine Fisheries Service's contractor intercepts fishermen throughout the state during the entire year, X amount of intercepts. They measure the fish, but most of those fish, 99% of them anyway, or close to it, are legal size fish, 18.5 and greater. So if we had to go uphill this year, if we had to reduce, we would have fish that were 18.5, 19, 19.5, and we could use that information directly. We're going downhill. because we're going downhill, we don't have information on fish smaller than 18 and a half inches from National Marine Fisheries Service. What we have are discards, call them discards, small fish that are sublegal from the volunteer angler programs for Virginia and Maryland. We have fishery independent information where VIMS, through their CHESMAP program, takes five snapshots within the bay as they trawl through the bay. So you have that. And then there's a coastal program called NEMAP, which we've used both those for the first time, which takes snapshots in spring and in fall off Virginia, but along the whole coast. We have one of the better situations from the data that I saw. New York didn't even have any data. They had to borrow data from Connecticut and New Jersey. It wasn't even on their own fishery yet. As I mentioned, all the plans were approved.
Rob,
yes, sir.
Getting back to New York,
yes.
Isn't the fact that they didn't have data an artifact of the condition of their budget up there? I've heard from time to time that due to their budget constrictions, they've been having a difficult time getting certain data and certain things together. Or is it a result of a prioritization? Do you personally know?
I think it's a matter that they don't have a volunteer angler survey like we do, although we would like ours to be improved. So some states have a volunteer survey, New York does not. So I think it comes down to that. I don't think it's budget related. And then the other part is their fishery. They could use NEMAP data, because all the states have NEMAP data to use, but NEMAP data don't seem to fit in with their type of a fishery.
I heard their director at several meetings up there bemoaning the fact that their budget and manpower situation was difficult. So,
that is the scenario going into FMAC last night. FMAC, and by the way, just to mention that we have contacted the ad hoc committee again because we're interested to know, since they have results to date, which I'm going to tell you about FMAC, do they really want to keep a 17-inch option? Is that really what they want? Or are they satisfied that they wanted to try it? Because most of the comments from the few individuals that wanted to look at a 17 option were, let's try it and see what happens. It wasn't we really should have 17 inches. As a matter of fact, the same individual said, it won't work, but let's try it. And we're very accommodating as staff. So FMAC last night, FMAC received the full review of all the materials. Staff went through everything, the tables, the figures, the data, the comments, everything else. And I think that there was a little bit of a discussion about the 17-inch briefly from one FMAC member as to whether, since his comments were that since one individual looked at those options, should those go forward. And at the end, FMAC voted unanimously for 17 and a half and four. Now, that's an inch drop. We've never done that before. But one thing I showed FMAC last night was that when we have reduced our minimum size limit in the past several times by a half an inch, we have left some quota on the table. So there are a lot of things about 17 and a half inches and four which are workable from a staff point of view, and I think staff's going to tell you that next month. But today really is just to advertise the public hearing. And I think you have five options. I know a couple of years ago, Commissioner, you were wary of putting options out to the public just for I'll call it popularity, but I don't mean exactly that, but here's what we'd like to have. But within the confines of the management structure, there were two things added last night, and I haven't checked on it yet. Jack knows about this definitely, and I think you're aware to some extent that in 2012, a payback system starts up for the recreational fishery from what we can figure out. And this has never happened before. Before, if you went over, you put in a plan that you thought would get you back on track. If you went over again, it was fine. Matter of fact, New York did that 5 years in a row. They went over 5 years in a row. no penalties, essentially. Now what happens is if you go over, let's just say the 570,000 fish quota we have for 2011, we go over by 20,000 fish. Whatever our quota should be in 2012, it's going to be 20,000 fish less. So there's a little more incentive to, you know, be pretty good about monitoring and getting close to that quota, although we do understand that being 30% under, 33% under on average for 3 years is something you want to avoid as well. So with that, I just am asking about the five options for advertisement for your February meeting.
Questions, Mr. Tankard?
Yeah, Rob, so what you're kind of saying is the 17 and 4 could be too much to, for us to even contemplate. I mean, it's something maybe we shouldn't advertise.
I appreciate you saying that because...
It's either him or me. Oh, yeah. Somebody else.
What I neglected to say was the technical committee for the Virginia proposal, which will be reviewed by the management board in early February in a conference call when they review all the states. What they did say about Virginia's proposal is that the 17 and 4 has the highest risk, the 17 and 3 has the next highest risk. So they didn't altogether abrogate giving some feedback. So
I'm at least gave you a hint.
Yeah.
Further questions?
I have one.
Yeah, Mr. Tankard, I'm sorry.
I've had the pleasure to fish on the and out of Watch Creek with Captain Bobby Turner, as I've probably mentioned to you, and he puts you on fish. So we'll catch 60 fish in a day easily, and we're throwing 57 back. Tell me about the mortality rate. I mean, this is something I think that's got to play into how, what we decide to do here. You know, if you throw 60 fish back, how many of those are going to be dead? It seemed to us Bobby keeps a, Mr. Captain Turner keeps a sort of scorecard, and he'll tell you that 8 of those, I think, the day we felt as though they were going to be dead fish.
Science says 6.
6.
Mm-hmm. 10%. Originally, it was set at 20% discard mortality. BIMS, and there were other agencies involved, did a study, I want to say, about 1999, and came up with 10%. But any of those studies, those discard mortality studies, aren't paralleling the behavior of all fishermen. So the 10% is what has gone through the peer review process. It has been accepted. But on the discards, in 2010, 94% of all the summer flounder caught coastwide were discarded, 94%. So with all the states, and the one thing I'll mention next month, but I'll tell you now, our 108% ability to raise our 2011 landings from 2010 is the third lowest amount of increase. There are 6 states who can go even higher than that. So size limits are going to come down, which will help the discards a little bit.
That was going to be my question to you, Mr. Tankard. If it reduced it to 17.5, how would that cut the percentage of discards that y'all were catching?
I think it would significantly,
half or
about half, I'd say. I mean, it's amazing how many fish were in that 17 to 18 zone.
Been throwing out the 17 and a half and 4, which of course was approved unanimously by FMAC. How good do you feel as far as risk averse?
I feel as good. I think staff is feeling as good as it's felt in other years, regardless of the direction that we've traveled. And I think the ad hoc committee, by far, most were in the 17 and a half situation. There were 2 individuals who wanted 18, but most were in the 17 and a half. And I think that we do have to pay attention to the not taking the quota for 3 years. And we also have to realize, which I'll mention next month, that there will still be another slight increase, not a huge increase like we have in 2011, is about 33-34% increase. 2012 will be much more moderate, but it'll be a slight increase.
And I think my comment, for those that knew or weren't here or don't remember, but I was concerned to use the term popularity. I was, the exact term I think I used was giving false sense of hope. And I thought that was unfair to the constituents that we serve. But I also made the comment that, you know, we are over quota considerably, but I knew based on other fisheries how fast that 33% could diminish if you had a bad year. But I think we've seen it now from a consistency perspective. I don't know how the rest of my members feel. I'm looking for you to come to us with a sharp pencil and a good proposal that's going to, you know, almost like balancing a budget. I don't like to give away a lot of money, but at the same time, I sure as heck don't want to run a deficit either. So, and I know there's no exact science.
Well, to scoop next month's presentation, 17.5 falls short of the quota. It doesn't reach the quota, the landings, no matter which data source you use.
How far off?
I would say within 20% is the highest one. 17, on the other hand, it bumps up against the target within 10,000-15,000 fish on two of the surveys that are used, the Maryland and the Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey. Matter of fact, the Maryland goes way over. The Maryland predicts almost a 200,000 fish overage, but I spent a lot of time in the evaluation to the ASMFC explaining that the Maryland data has always vastly overestimated our landings, and the other part was I found out for 2010 it was strictly a coastal, that what they call their coastal bays, our seaside, right. It was strictly based on that aggregate of fish that were measured.
But isn't it not true that those people that have been not going fishing because they knew they couldn't catch a fish because they perceived that the size limit was too high, I hate to use the term latent effort, but don't we have to also consider that where more people may be going out to try to catch the fish this time?
Well, you do.
That could account for the 20%,
10%? You do, and you also have to realize that, which I showed FMAC last night, that we're going to be lowball to our neighbors, Maryland and Delaware. It looks like Delaware might be able to get to an 18.5. Maryland might be able to get to an 18. And there's one year in particular where we had 43%, because we were the lowest size limit, we had a lot of intrusion from our neighbors, and we had a tremendous March-April.
I remember.
Tremendous. So
those most of it on the shore, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Those
that wave can get you.
I can say anecdotally that, you know, my daughter caught her first flounder, her first fish, and it was 18-inch. We had to throw it back. There were a lot of tears shed, and so I decided, heck, why are we not just fish anymore, you know? We're just going to bag it.
Mr. Fox?
Would the fishermen rather have 17.3 or 17.5 and 4?
Well, there's I think the fishermen, depending on who they are, that's the whole situation. And as a matter of fact, what I was thinking is, even if you decide to advertise the 17, if that's your wish to do all five options, I think you're going to find a small amount of support for 17, mainly from some charter groups that want to have customers. I think by and large you're going to find support for 17.5. The problem with the 3 and the 4 is going from 4 to 3 is only about a 4% to at the most 6% savings. So you don't get much there. It looks like the size limit really impacts our landings. We've never had a tremendously long closed season. In some states, it's the closed season that can really control the landings. The most we've had is a few weeks in the summer. Some states have very long closed seasons.
Further questions? Mr. Plumlee?
With regard to the timing of our adoption of the regulation, when are the other states going to be making their regs prior to this season? When is that going to be finalized? And wouldn't we want to wait to see where they end up before we, you know, consider how to come out on this?
It would be a good strategy, except for you know, that some of those are going to go through legislative systems to get finalized, but they're all geared to be in place for their fishing season, and we have a little different fishing season here. Our fishing season starts, if you ask the seaside fishermen, they'll say it's usually about mid-April, It can even be a little earlier. So we would want to, if there's an intent to not leave a lot of target or a lot of quota in 2011, I think we would want to proceed through February as we always have. I don't think the strategy for us could be that, well, we see Maryland's at 18 and Delaware's at 18 and a half, so maybe if we go 18, we won't have their intrusion. It's hard to predict how all that would work. I mean, but that would be, you know, something maybe for the future. If we were in especially if we're in a regional compact, which has been pushed significantly by ASMFC, and no one's taken ASMFC up on that. So the idea is Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia in a region, when we put our heads together about that, we don't see any wins for Virginia because we have the third highest target. We only see losses.
Further questions? Okay, matters before the commission as far as the public hearing is concerned. Would you need some options, Rob?
Yes, sir. There are five options in your packet, A through E. A is an 18-inch option. B and C are 17.5-inch options. D and E are the 17-inch options.
And remind me, FMAC wanted to include the 17 options?
FMAC voted unanimously for 17.5 and 4. Which is option B. Right. There was one FMAC member who briefly talked about should we look at the individual who was talking about the 17-inch option at the ad hoc committee, but FMAC did not bring that advice.
So if we decide not to advertise the 17, FMAC will still be happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Fox.
I move that we advertise for public hearing items A through C, which would delete the 17-inch option.
Okay. Second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rob. Great job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.